So we have the promise of a new kingdom introduced at this point in the fourth chapter. And he describes for us the future glory of Zion. It will be a center of righteousness and of justice and of peace for all the nations. And this new kingdom is going to be a place of security, a place of fellowship for everyone, not just for Jews, not just for the kingdom of Judah. The first five verses of this chapter contain a vision of the world that has often caught the imagination of people throughout the centuries. A world that we long to be. A day when the awful reality of war will be a distant memory. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. In that new world, people will live in peace. Nations will walk together in harmony and be blessed through Israel's God. Micah tells us that in that future day, the Lord's going to gather the scattered and the afflicted remnant of Israel. He's going to restore them. But in the meantime, Zion is going to have to pass through a time of great trial. The nation of Judah would be sent into exile into Babylon. That was yet ahead, generations, yet it was sure and certain. Suffering was going to have to be endured before the glorious restoration would be attained. And when you and I are in the midst of crisis and suffering, it's often not very easy to see beyond it, to see the possibilities of redemption and of restoration. But Micah reminds us that even though the crisis may be of our own making, the redemption that lies ahead will be an act of God's pure grace. Despite the terror, the reality of the cruelty and the power of human nations, the power of a compassionate God will ultimately be sovereign in this world. In a week when there has been so much death and destruction and fear and chaos, it is that confidence that we hold dear, that confidence in Christ and of our God and Savior. Reading the fourth chapter of Micah's prophecy. Hear now the word of the Lord. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains. And it shall be lifted up above the hills, and people shall flow to it. And many nations shall come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths." For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between many peoples, and shall decide for strong nations far away. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. But they shall sit every man under his vine and under his fig tree, and no one shall make them afraid. For the mouth of the Lord of hosts has spoken. For all the peoples walk, each in the name of its God, but we will walk in the name of the Lord our God forever and ever. In that day, declares the Lord, I will assemble the lame and gather those who have been driven away, and those whom I have afflicted, and the lame I will make the remnant, and those who were cast off, a strong nation. And the Lord will reign over them in Mount Zion from this time forth and forevermore. And you, O tower of the flock, hill of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. The former dominion shall come, kingship for the daughter of Jerusalem. Now why do you cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Has your counselor perished? The pain seized you like a woman in labor? Writhe and groan, O daughter of Zion, like a woman in labor. For now you shall go out from the city and dwell in the open country. You shall go to Babylon. There you shall be rescued. There the Lord will redeem you from the hand of your enemies. Now many nations are assembled against you, saying, "Let her be defiled, and let our eyes gaze upon Zion." But they do not know the thoughts of the Lord. They do not understand his plan, that he has gathered them as sheaves to the threshing floor. Arise and thresh, O daughter of Zion, for I will make your horn iron. I will make your hooves bronze. You shall beat in pieces many peoples and shall devote their gain to the Lord, their wealth to the Lord of the whole earth. The promise of God in the midst of suffering and discipline for sin is that there is redemption for his people. There is restoration. There is hope, an eternal hope in Christ Jesus. Thus far, the reading of God's word.